Today, this Sunday, we have yet again a parable, one of the last parables, actually, from the Gospel of Matthew. But before we can appreciate what Jesus is revealing to us, we have to understand, once again, a few more things. For instance, what the heck is a talent? It's a monetary measurement from the Greco-Roman time period. A talent was either a silver or gold piece, one unit. And just one silver talent equaled approximately 15 to 20 years worth of annual wages. So several talents in today's dollars would be well over $1 million. And the master gave these talents to his servants based on their ability, which is actually where we get the English word talent, someone's innate, God-given ability. What did the master in the parable do based on his servant's abilities? We read and hear, he entrusted his possessions to them. This is bold and rather risky. He doesn't just give his possessions away, he entrusts them. That means he fully expects to receive some type of return. There is great responsibility then given to these servants. The master goes on a journey, and we hear that he doesn't return until after a long time. This represents Jesus' ascension into heaven, a long journey of sorts when you consider the difference between heaven and earth. And we will be held accountable for our lives upon our death and final judgment. And between now and then can certainly seem or appear at times to seem like a long time. So how does this all come together and what does it mean for us? Well, probably wouldn't think of it at first, but one way is the family. Today's first reading from Proverbs speaks of the beauty and the treasure of a good wife. She is priceless. The husband entrusts his heart to hers. He can depend on her, and their hearts and their wills become one. And the psalm then speaks of the wife as a fruitful vine. Recall Jesus says, he is the vine and we are the branches. It is the branches which provide the fruit. We are called to produce good fruit, charity in our lives. The wife is a fruitful vine, implying fruitful branches, a life of virtue. And this is not for the wife alone, but together with her husband. And together, hopefully, their love produces new life, one of which through the blessing of children. The psalm goes on to speak of children as an olive plant. Olive plants can take several decades, actually, to produce substantial fruit. It takes diligent hard work, patience, and tending to the plant, even though there's nothing to show for it, at least not immediately. Just as the master entrusted his talents to the servants, God entrusts us with numerous gifts. A husband and a wife, they entrust their hearts to one another, and to that secure relationship, God entrusts the gift of children. What a tremendous blessing. No one makes a child. Rather, a husband and wife generously open themselves up to being entrusted with new life. Life, especially new life, is vulnerable and tender, yet God wills to invite married couples to play that vital role, entrusting them with his creation and the future of not only this world, but the future of the next world, the kingdom of heaven. The master in the parable said to the faithful servants, since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. But just as a talent was a huge sum of money, not insignificant, bringing children into the world is extremely significant. But as true as that is, what is first entrusted to parents, to you at the beginning, will only grow into something much, much more remarkable as time goes on. The love of God will grow and spread as your children are brought up into the faith. And hopefully they will have children who hopefully do likewise, spreading in the faith and trusting God's love to them. Parents, you are entrusted with something truly remarkable. But the potential is even more remarkable, inconceivable. The reading from Proverbs speaks of the beauty of a dedicated and hardworking wife, truly a helpmate to her husband, as we hear in the creation of Adam and Eve. And the image of the olive plant being applied to the family in the psalm calls to mind the requirement of persistence and even tedious work over the course of many years. It takes a steadfast effort to cultivate virtue in one's life, let alone to cultivate the virtue in someone else's life, in your children's lives. But this is a task entrusted to you by God. He blesses you with children so that you might direct them back to Him. This requires a life of faith, one lived out by continuous good example, spending precious and truly meaningful time together as a family. And when the kids are grown, your role is not finished. Some of you know the pain of seeing your children abandon the faith and even Christ Himself at times. Your unwavering faith and unceasing prayers for them is not in vain. Just the opposite. It's the mark of a good and faithful servant who will be greatly rewarded, perhaps in this life, but especially in the next. Each of us have a desire to be needed, to long for an opportunity to accept some important responsibility. God created us this way, and is why He does entrust us with numerous, countless gifts. And the greatest of these is sanctifying grace, His very own love. And our responsibility then is to multiply it by our lives, exponentially. Just as a mother and father share in the work, they share in the joy that comes with children and grandchildren. This is the will of God, that after we share in His work, He is able to tell us face to face, "Well done," and then goes on to invite us